News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Owen Corry is with us, editor of Travel Extra, because we are being told that Ireland is not going to be shielded from a serious fuel squeeze in Europe. This, of course, is a function of the closing of the Strait of Hormuz and jet fuel prices continuing to rise, particularly in Europe as compared to the US. Owen, why is Europe getting a worse end of the stick than the States?
Good morning. Yes, Europe is probably getting a worse end from than the States, because the States has much access to a much larger and a much more oven ready or aircraft ready supply of jet fuel. It's going to be a little bit better off than other parts of the world, but Europe isn't as safe as it'd like to be. But particularly the airlines are saying there's not a lot to worry about here, and there's a few questions being raised. First of all, over the extent to which we should be worried, and also the way the airlines are presenting this to the public.
Well, Willie Walsh and Michael O'Leary fairly clearly sounded warnings there a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely. This is a very spotty question, because you've got to look at the agenda of almost everyone who's commenting on this and the audience they're aiming it at. The IEA, the Energy Commission, are saying that, you know, we have something to worry about. The airlines are saying we don't have a hell of a lot to worry about. But if this goes on for a lot longer than everyone expects, Willie Walsh, Michael O'Leary, everyone is on the same side of this. We can't allow the states of the supply of oil be disrupted to the extent that it has been for too long, because it moves from being a short-term problem to being a long-term problem.
And how does it manifest for the consumer? Is it cancelled flights, or is it more expensive tickets?
It can be both. Airlines are already looking at what routes are not generating profits or are just marginal. We've seen cancellations by the likes of Lufthansa. The second thing is that if the price of oil goes up, it's a very raw, it will end up in the price of the air tickets. The forward price of oil isn't really, really high at the moment. Still suggests that the markets think this is a short-term problem. But both Willie Walsh, Michael O'Leary, and Aer Lingus Lynn Lambleton at their results have said if this continues, it is going to end up on the price of tickets. It's also disrupting the whole way aviation conducts its business. We've seen the sixth largest carrier in the United States go under in recent weeks.
Owen, thank you very much. Owen Corry there, editor of Travel Extra.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.